News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
3,000 people have signed a petition calling for RTE to boycott next year's Eurovision Song Contest. It comes after 58 Palestinians were killed by Israeli gunfire in May. Earlier we spoke to Zoe Lawler from Irish Solidarity with Palestine, and she explained why she thinks a boycott is needed.
I mean, all we can do is call on them, try to appeal to their conscience. You know, I mean, do people really want to be on the wrong side of history? Like, you know, the list of people who played Sun City in South Africa is considered a list of shame. So I would really appeal to any artist and to really think about what's happening to the Palestinian people. All we're asking is that people stand with the oppressed and not with their oppressors.
Eurovision legend Charlie McGettigan, why are you seeking Ireland to boycott Eurovision 2019?
Well, I suppose like most people in this country, we've become a little bit inured to the violence and all the different things that are happening in the Middle East. But on the 14th of May, you know, 62 Palestinians were shot dead, including six children. And that evening, there was a celebration of the establishment of the new American embassy in Jerusalem. And, you know, it occurred to me when I saw the news and then saw Benjamin Netanyahu more or less saying that, you know, this is a great day for Israel, while 62 people were killed by their own troops in the same country, just 60 or 70 miles up the road. I thought to myself, you know, hold yourself back here and have a look at this. You know, 62 Palestinians, all of those people would have had mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, you know, and I know in most people when something like this, when somebody is killed suddenly or suffers an atrocity like this, you know, we think of the Oma tragedy and stuff like that, you know. Every one of those 62 people, as I say, had relations, and for all of those people, they were suffering a trauma. Yeah. Now, none of us ever think to say, who are those 62 people?
Well, let's stay with the Eurovision for a second here, and that be like the Eurovision, Charlie, because of what it represents, has been very much an apolitical event. It embraces all of Europe and embraces all kinds of different politics. Is it unfair to politicise that now?
I don't think so. I think the Eurovision down the years has had its fair share of protests. Songs within it, you know, they've also established the gay community and the transsexual community when Dana International won it. You know, there are people who go into the Eurovision with songs that mean something. It's not just all frivolity. And I agree with you, it's a great, great occasion. It's a big occasion where many hundred millions of people watch it. But, you know, for that reason alone, the fact that if there is a boycott of it, if it's held, I'm not saying that the Eurovision shouldn't be held, I'm just saying that it shouldn't be held in Israel. That's what I'm saying because of the...
But what difference would it make? Because in fairness to Israel, they are pretty tough. They're a pretty tough nation. They have incurred the opprobrium of the entire world for 40, 50 years now. They're not going to get too upset if we boycott Eurovision.
I imagine they would, because it's a huge opportunity for them as far as they're concerned. The government, even in Israel, wants to get involved in the videos that have been made to promote the country for it. You know, they want to show, they more or less say that cultural and propaganda events like this are equally the same. They use it as a chance to promote their country.
Now, Charlie, I'm seeing
as a multinational place.
It is, but it's
very not so in regards to the Palestinians.
One final question for you, Charlie, because the time is running out for me. If you boycott Israel, I see texts coming in here already. If we boycott Israel, one text right here is saying, why not boycott Russia, Belarus, Armenia, the list could go on and on and on and on. Turkey, because of the carry on of Mr. Erdogan, like you name it. Look at Poland, the way they're carrying on. You know, if you start selecting people to be boycotted, you could very quickly find yourself with more people on the boycott list than actually on the performance list.
Yeah, well, perhaps so, you know. But, you know, it's very obvious what's going on in Israel at the moment. It's very public. It, you know, the the Gaza Strip, Gaza City, you know, a very small parts of with 2 million people in there, 60 miles by 40. You know, there's an awful lot going on there that we have a chance now to protest about. And, you know, okay. I'm not saying we should not have the Eurovision, as I said, I think, but we shouldn't have it there.
Okay. Eurovision winner, Charlie McGettigan, thanks very much for that.